Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, continuing our conversation with 2009 inductee into the Aledo High School Athletic Hall of Fame, Brett Lee. And I know we were talking about, you know, the memorable moments winning-wise, and they always say the hangovers from losses stick around a little bit more. And I assume maybe sometimes you think about the losses or you can remember them a little bit more because they were so rare. And we talk about in your career only five of them. But I know one of them probably stands out a little bit more. And you talk about learning lessons. And I know your sophomore year, a playoff game of all places where, you know, hey, that's a game. Taylor, you have to bring that up again, but I still remember it.
Absolutely still remember it. Tough to forget. And even if I wanted to, I don't think my buddies would let me. That was a tough experience, but at the same time, it was a great experience for myself and for my fellow teammates that were juniors and sophomores on that squad to have a playoff experience under our belt. And it definitely left a sour taste in our mouth. But we tried, we vowed then to work as hard as we could to vindicate ourselves, and I think we did all right.
Do you think, and I know I've asked Coach Welter this before, do you ever think that, you know, the product would kind of ever get as big as it did? I mean, people can laugh and joke about it all they want, and we talk about different things in this town, but I think on Saturday afternoons in November, I think that's about the only thing that I pretty much am very sure that we're all kind of on the same page about that kind of, we put everything aside and Saturday afternoon we say, hey, the Dragons are playing. I mean, in the product that has become that big.
It's pretty incredible, isn't it? To be able to have that type of community support is something that is rare, you know, in this area. But it really makes it special for the kids. It makes it a special environment, a special treat for the kids who work that hard to get there. You know, it's not easy to play on Saturday afternoons in November, but you know, if you work hard enough to get there, then this town will certainly stand behind you and support you, and that's something that we were grateful for as players, and I know that the guys now are still grateful.
And what is it, when you sum it all up, Brett Lee, again, what does it mean getting in? I mean, you've been in team-wise, but going individually, and I know you had success running track, and I tell people, a tremendous basketball player. I know there weren't the team-wide achievements, but to a great player basketball-wise. And I always told people the playing days of you playing basketball, I always remember when they, because a left-handed player, they get the ball on the right wing and a left-handed dribble to the lane and a shot scored. I mean, automatic, I thought all the time.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it was automatic. Overall, it's a great experience. To be able to be mentioned with the guys that are in the Hall of Fame right now is a very flattering experience, a very awesome experience. I think it's nothing more than a testament to the teams that I played on and the coaching staffs I played for. They put us in a position to succeed, and all I really did was do my job, and I didn't necessarily do mine any better than any of my teammates did. I just happened to be in a position to get some credit for it. And so, you know, this is nothing more than I didn't accomplish this. This is another team accomplishment on our part.
And well said. And before I let you leave, the other inductee this year is John Hoscheid, who's broadcast the games now, not directly involved in the program, indirectly, so to speak. And a lot of people, when they think of Aledo Green Dragon football, their connection is the voice on the radio with John for so many years. What do you think about when you think of the Dragons on the radio? Now, you didn't hear them playing, but I'm sure you have tapes of some of the games.
I do have a couple tapes. I'm not sure if I've ever really heard John talk live on a Aledo sporting event, because I've usually been involved somehow.
Yeah.
But he's certainly done a lot for the area, a lot for the program, and I really hope the people around the area truly appreciate the work that he does. I don't know if they ever get much of a chance to listen to other broadcasters around the area, but most of them don't really hold a candle. So, and that's not just to the Aledo area, that is the entire, you know, Western Illinois area. So he does a fantastic job, and he's very good at what he does, and I really, really hope that people appreciate that, and I'm very honored to be going in with him.
Yep. All right. Again, Brett Lee, a 2009 inductee, a graduate of Alito High School in 2003. Of course, a multi-sport athlete, most notably known as the quarterback of those back-to-back state championship teams. Congratulations again. Well-deserved, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Brett Lee going in. We'll have more Alito High School Athletic Hall of Fame coverage right after this on WRMJ.